Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which relates to the doctrine of jihad is the fact that what is the fate of the prisoners of war? The prisoners of war which are captured in a jihad, what is to be done with them? Can they be killed? Can they be made slaves? As apparently some incidents in the times of the Prophet suggest. Now the Quran is absolutely clear in this regard, and it says in Surah Muhammad, فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوِثَاقَ فَإِمَّا مَنَّمْ بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَانْ حَتَّى تَدَعَ الْحَرْبُ أَوْزَارَهَا. So when you meet in the battlefield, those who disbelieve, strike off their heads. So this is the situation in the battlefield. Of course, during the battlefield, they shall be killed. Then when you have shed their blood fully and bind them as captives. Now this part of the verse tells us what is to be done with the captives. So the verse says, then when you have shed their blood fully, bind them as captives. Thereafter, free them as a favor or free them as ransom until war lays down its weapons. Which in other words means that there is only one option available to an Islamic state, that if they are to be released, if these captives are to be released, then they have to be done either through ransom or by not taking any ransom and absolutely as a favor. There is no other option available to an Islamic state. Of course, the issue of war criminals or people who have indulged in severe war crimes is totally different. And again, they shall be tried through a legal court and then punished in the appropriate manner. Whatever they had done, of course, should be commensurate with the crime they had committed. But the fact of the matter is that merely on the basis of being prisoners of war, they cannot be killed. They cannot be put to death, and also they cannot be distributed as slaves. Now, as far as some incidents in the times of the Prophet are concerned, we should analyze each one of them, and we can safely say that they fall into three categories. One of these categories related to people who had deliberately denied the truth, who had intentionally denied the truth. And we know from the Quran that the established practice of the Almighty in the times of His messengers, and of course in the time of the last messenger also, was that people who had deliberately denied the truth, they were put to death. The active adversaries were put to death. And we know that some prisoners of the Battle of Badr and Uhud, like Uqba ibn Mu'ayth and Nadr ibn Haris, they were put to death because of this crime. It was not that because they were prisoners of war. They were put to death because they deserved death after having deliberately denied the truth and being active adversaries. The other example which comes to mind, of course, is the incident of Qurayza. We know that the tribe of Banu Qurayza had rebelled. They were treacherous. They had indulged in treachery. And when the Prophet attacked them and laid siege around their fort and around the city, we know that there was a mediation, and the mediator was appointed. Sa'd ibn Mu'az was appointed. And Sa'd ibn Mu'az, actually, as an arbitrator, he gave this verdict that all men shall be killed, all men shall be executed, and all women and children shall be made slaves. So this was in accordance with the Torah, because no directive at that time had been revealed in the Quran regarding such treachery. So this is also another exception. And the third is that, of course, there were certain people who were distributed, certain prisoners of war who were distributed as slaves. Now, if we deliberate on these incidents also, we come to realize that in this case also, these slaves were actually previously slaves also. It was not that free people who were made prisoners of war, they were distributed as slaves. The fact of the matter is that they were previously slaves, and in their own capacity as being slaves, they were distributed as slaves. And here I'd like to point out this also, that I have pointed out in some of my other lectures, that slavery was inherited by Islam. Slavery was never a part of Islam, and Islam gradually eradicated this evil. So in a nutshell, we can say that these incidents which are being pointed out by people, that they actually at times warrant that we can kill prisoners of war without a trial, and we can also distribute them as slaves. These incidents absolutely are of a different category. As I said, they either relate to the law of Itmamul Hujjah, according to which the Almighty had punished people who had deliberately denied the truth in the times of the last messenger of God, or there was a case of the Banu Qurayza, which of course was dealt with through the mediation of Sa'd ibn Mu'az, and then there were people who were distributed as slaves because they were previously slaves. No free person was distributed as a slave. So we can safely say that the Quranic verse which says that these prisoners, if they are to be released, they have to be released through ransom or through a favor. They cannot be killed merely because on the basis that they are prisoners of war, neither can they be distributed as slaves, of course, because slavery has been eradicated, totally abolished by Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.